If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
In recent years, South African professionals have gained significant recognition on the global stage, with international companies actively recruiting skilled individuals across key industries, from IT and finance to business management. Local talent is being lured abroad by competitive salaries, career growth, and international exposure. While this does present exciting opportunities for professionals, it also raises concerns about the brain drain and the long-term impact on South Africa's economy. My next guest is Paul Byrne, Head of Data Insights, Customer Success at PNET. He joins me now to talk us through these trends. Obviously, PNET Job Market Trends Report coming out last month, highlighting a growing trend of international companies recruiting South African professionals. A very good evening to you, Paul. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Good evening, Sumitra.
Okay, so, you know, talking about this, I mean, it's great that, you know, we are in demand. South African professionals are in demand. But then what happens to these important skills that are needed here on home soil?
It's been an age-old question, hasn't it? Because we've faced brain drain problems for the last two, if not three decades already. And it's this continuous plague of going through the expense of training up all of these highly qualified people, with many of them deciding then to leave our shores, as you described it, for those greener pastures. Mm. And it's a problem. And it is a problem that was exacerbated over COVID. I heard you speaking about COVID and referencing it just a little while ago. And what we saw there is the whole trend of another form of brain drain, which was the digital nomads, where in effect, we could have South Africans, highly qualified, staying here in South Africa, but working for companies abroad and getting paid foreign salaries. And that was a major problem because they didn't have to uproot themselves, move away from family or go to countries where maybe the living lifestyle wasn't as good. And yet, we had lost them to the South African borders because they were now developing and offering their services abroad. Mm. So that's exacerbated the situation. And it really, as I say, has been ongoing for some time, accelerated over the last couple of years. So this report that we've now looked at this month is first and foremost, you know, some of the market trends in terms of what's happening in hiring activity in South Africa. But we thought it was prudent with all the changes that are happening abroad that we actually look and see what in actual fact this brain drain means for South Africa and which countries are the countries that are targeting our talent most, and naturally, obviously, for what type of skills. So, and that's where we've come to.
So which industries are most affected?
Well, the top three at the moment are business and management, finance, and IT. IT is an interesting one because of what I've just described in terms of that digital nomad sort of sequence, because IT people can go anywhere, and we've got them literally placed around the world. So in this particular report, when we've actually started looking at the countries that are employing most of those people that are, of ours that are deciding to go overseas, IT actually doesn't really feature that much. It's more business and management, finance, engineering, and very interestingly, medical and health, we would assume, but very interestingly, building and construction, and then manufacturing and repair. And I can get into some of the detail around that in a moment. But yeah, to answer your specific question, it's business and management, finance, and IT professionals.
And which countries? You spoke about the countries, you narrowed into where South Africans are going.
Yeah, the top five countries that are recruiting our talent at the moment are Australia, Namibia, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Germany. And there are obviously other regions too. So those are the top five. And then what we've done is we've broken that down into the regions. They're saying, okay, if around Namibia, let's have a look at Southern Africa. And specifically, the top five regions that we see are taking our talent at the moment. Within Southern Africa, it's Namibia, Botswana, and Tanzania. And specifically, they're looking for business and management type skills and finance skills. And this is very interesting because I make the point now to say that not every country is looking for the same set of skills. So if that was Southern Africa, if we go across to Europe and within that classification of the regions as we have them, we've said, right, okay, the top employers by country are the Netherlands, Ireland, and Germany. And across that region, those countries are looking for electrical engineers, maintenance and repair people, building and construction professionals. And then within manufacturing and repair, they're looking for technicians and mechanics and millwrights and building project managers, which is really, really interesting. So a lot of, if I can call it, some of the blue collar work that's actually coming out of there, which I think many of us, when we're thinking about brain drains, would not actually have considered those type of skills being in high demand elsewhere in the world. Then if we bring it back to Australia and New Zealand, it's building managers and surveyors and a lot of our engineers. They've got a big focus on our civil engineers, our structural engineers, our electronic engineers, as well as mining engineers. And then within the medical and health sector, it's the nurses, the therapists and the pharmacists that they are after, which is the same as the fourth region on our list, which is, if we're looking across Asia, Saudi Arabia, UAE and India. It is our medical and health staff, again, the nurses, the therapists and the pharmacists. They've got a range of engineers that they're looking to recruit from South Africa. And then again, we see business and management appearing on that list. And then finally, within West Africa, including their Liberia, Niger and Ghana, is business and management skills and finance skills that are in hot demand.
Mm. So, I mean, this looks good for South Africa because, I mean, you know, our talent is obviously being recognized. And the upside for these countries is that, you know, they just don't have enough. So they coming inward. They're coming here to South Africa to take them. But why are South Africans going so easily? Is it because of our the fact that we don't have so many opportunities? I mean, unemployment is so high here. And you find people with these skills, with degrees, with experience, and they are not finding jobs here.
Sumitra, I'll take a slightly different view on that. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's no denying it. The unemployment rates that we've got are just catastrophic. The issue that we've got let me not say it that way because the issue is unemployment, but the cause of it is that we just don't have the right skills. We're not skilling up our population for the jobs that we need them to actually be able to deliver. We need more engineers. We need more nurses, more doctors, pharmacists, therapists, engineers, electricians, blue-collar workers. And I just worry that we're actually not skilling at the rate that we need to develop those skills. And then on top of that, that's exacerbated by the fact that we are losing people. And we're losing people for a number of reasons. In some cases, it is the perception that salaries are better overseas. They're going for, they're chasing the money. It might be a quality of life, a question that they are looking to answer for themselves. It could be any number of reasons, in actual fact, to take them abroad. Interestingly, in a survey that we did last year, we saw that when it's the youngsters that are, we would classify as below the age of 35, a lot of them are actually going with a knowledge that it's going to be a temporary assignment, which is actually something that we should be applauding, because what's happening then is that they're going beyond our shores, gaining international experience and hopefully some foreign income. And then ultimately a good, I forget the exact percentage, but it was between sort of 60 and 70% of them would in actual fact becoming looking to come back to South Africa and actually start their families here, have their kids growing up in South Africa. And I think that in itself is something that's really positive, and that we need to be working sort of collectively as communities with government to say, how do we make sure that we continue to make South Africa this attractive place to come back to with all this benefit of the international skills?
So you're obviously looking at younger people. I mean, does the report say the age groups, you know, freshly graduated youngsters that are going?
Sumitra, not this particular report. Mm. We've taken this in sort of in particularly general terms. Mm-hmm. The report I was referring to specifically was a much bigger report that we had done in conjunction with our parent company, the Stepstone Group, and Boston Consulting Group. I don't have the detail with me right now, but that's certainly a topic for another day if you're interested in actually getting into the detail of that. Because in that, we were starting to look at the main drivers, whether it was opportunities for skill development, money, lifestyle, whatever the case may be, and we had the ages within that. But this one here, we're just looking in general terms, specifically as a measure of the volume of job ads that have been placed on our platforms here in South Africa, and specifically on this one, the PNET platform, from companies that are based in these countries that I've been talking about.
And it's, I mean, looking at this report that I've got in front of me, I mean, it looks really good. I mean, the strong skill set, they're looking at South African talent, and for good work ethic we have, and we're very adaptable to global markets, cost efficiencies, and we are more affordable.
Very much so. There's absolutely no doubt about it. It's been the case for, goodness, since I've lived overseas as a youngster many, many years ago. And I can tell you exactly that same sentiment was out there on the ground as well. It was the South Africans were the ones that were the hard workers. As you say, they were really adaptable. And I think we've got this can-do attitude that sort of permeates whatever it is that we do. So we go in with that knowledge that we've got to make things work, and we're going to make the best effort of it.
Okay.
That's good.
So, you know, I mean, obviously great news for international headhunters. You know, they're going to other countries. But then this raises a concern for South Africa. How do we address this?
Yes. Absolutely. And it can't just be a case of churning out more skills, because we know you're not doing that at the rate that we need to. So it is, how do we actually create the environment that's going to make our talent want to stay in South Africa? How do we make sure that we are developing companies that have the culture that are going to get people to actually, again, want to stay here within our shores and deliver the services via these South African companies? And I think, yeah, it's becoming such a sort of strong topic of conversation within the HR space right now. It's all about this culture and this purpose and ownership. You know, what is it that I'm taking on? And the working world really has changed from a couple of decades ago, when really I would call it these sort of the employer sort of called the shots. I would go sort of cap in hand saying, please, may I have a job? And they'd say, yeah, sure. And I'll join up and spend 10 years, 15 years in that same job. Whereas now our job seekers are very much more agile. They are looking for what's going to make things work for them. And that's the way it should be. So what can I offer the company? And the companies are the ones that are now scrambling for the talent. And as a result of that, are starting to put some really interesting programs together around, again, first of all, the attraction of top talent. But more importantly, once they've actually got that top talent working for them, how do they make sure that they keep that top talent? How do they keep that talent invested? How do they keep that that talent feeling that they've got the right purpose in terms of what they, you know, what they're doing, and the right career progression? And that's becoming so important. You know, we hear so much about the changing world of work, and really, it's up to us as individual talent, if I can call us that, every job seeker in South Africa, to make sure that we're taking on the guise of continued education. We've got to be upskilling ourselves all the time. And it's now just not, the words are no longer good enough. You know, the world of work is changing so rapidly that for those people that are not keeping up their skills, they face the risk of falling behind their peers very, very quickly.
Well, you know, it doesn't feel like it, but there are opportunities there. So people need to keep at it. Paul, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for your time this evening. Paul Byrne, Head of Data Insights Customer Success at PNET.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.